Prague is beautiful in spring. Prague is beautiful also in summer.
It's the natural beauty. Well, I suppose the physical beauty of a city like Prague, with the cathedrals, the castle, the Vistula, and all the kind of images that you have there that just would appeal to people coming from a modern city like Beijing or Shanghai to go there.
But it's not only the beauty of Prague, it's also, I would say, the full cultural life, because you have a very, very big offer of cultural events in Prague. You have many concerts, you have many exhibitions, you have many other events in the streets. So the Prague is very colorful in this time, and it's really very attractive for tourists.
I can imagine. We've got some wonderful weather here just now in Beijing. I suppose back in Prague in the summer, it must be quite similar. Lovely, warm, ideal for outdoor cafes, pavement cafes, outdoor beer gardens, sailing in the river.
And another point, in Prague you can find the tourists from over the world. So the Chinese can speak with the Germans and with the Americans and with the Canadians and with the Japanese. So Prague is becoming very, very international this time. And this is something also which attracts people to be together and to understand more each other.
And when you mentioned the culture, one of the things I've remembered here at the embassy was some of the musical events that you had, particularly when we had nice weather, you know, late summer when you had performances out there in the garden. And it was so beautiful. And it was a combination of almost traditional folk music and dancing with modern. You had a whole cross-section of ages of performers. It was quite amazing to see what you brought over here.
Yeah, we are lucky having this fantastic place here in Beijing with this very functional and nice embassy with a nice garden, and we really try to use as much as possible the garden for social events and for cultural events. And I absolutely agree with you that the people are very content, very satisfied if they can go to the garden and to hear the Czech music, to see the Czech dancing, or to try also to dance in according to the Czech like melody and dancers. So we really try to use this fantastic combination of nature and culture and good weather. So we try to make a really full nice feeling, for full nice impression for our guests and for our friends. And we are lucky that we can do it many times.
Well, it has been excellent because it's creating friendship. It's creating bridges between different cultures. Here I am from Scotland. I knew not very much about the Czech Republic apart from Škoda, which my father used to have a Škoda. But you feel that this has helped people to understand and bring us all together, which has been great fun. With the events here, you look back over these years, there must be some that really stand out in your mind, some great moments that you've actually seen fulfilled.
Well, it's very difficult to say. I mean, it was 16 events, but it's for me very difficult to say that what was more important and what less. We try to do everything different. So I would say the different chapters, the different impressions, different memories, and everyone was unique, so special. What we try to do is to maintain connection, contact with the participants, with the main protagonists, but also with the people who came here, to really to maintain this big family of artists and art lovers, and the young people and the old people. So what we try to do is to maintain the spirit, and this we will do also in the second part of our program. We will change now a little bit the system and the scheme. But we will try to maintain the atmosphere, and we will try to maintain the spirit of our activities in the past.
What I've noticed is a great mixture. We have had artists, painters, we have had musicians, we've also had photographers. And I've been fascinated talking with this range of people who have come over. But it's also integrated Chinese artists into all of this. And I can remember it was a kind of chilly day, just before Spring Festival, out at Chijio Bar. And I remember people coming up to me and introducing themselves, and they were from Chongqing.
Yeah, we are very happy that we had this opportunity to cooperate with some galleries in Chijio Bar and to present our art also outside of the embassy. This was one of the aim. And absolutely, you are right that there are many people from different parts of China having the possibility to see something from our art in Chijio Bar. We did something also outside. We had some concert in Huzhou. Well, we have mentioned Omen, the Macau. But in the future, we will do more things. We have some plans for Shenzhen, for Chengdu, together with Škoda, together with some other partners. So I think the idea to present the Chinese people outside of Beijing more from our culture, this is something we will work on very hard in future.
Of course, we said earlier that we've got to keep remembering that China is more than simply Beijing. It's only when we go out, even going up to the Great Wall, or even going to somewhere like Shangdi and wandering through the village there, we realise there is a different China. I was there just a few days ago at the opening of a major exhibition at the National Art Museum of China, and that was a great moment.
Well, first of all, I would like to say that there is a long tradition of cooperation between the Chinese National Gallery and the Czech National Gallery. So this makes our communication even more easy. This is based on the fact that in Prague, in the Czech National Gallery, we have the biggest collection of a very famous Chinese painter, Chi Paixi, in the world. So in Beijing and in Prague, there are two biggest collections of Chi Paixi artwork in the world. So this makes our communication even more easy. In past, there were many activities, and we continue, and we will continue also in this project. Just now, we have opened a very interesting exhibition, which is called Bohuslav Reinek, Modern Recluse. And this is about the one of the biggest Czech fine artist and poet in the last century. It's a very romantic, very poetic personality of the Czech culture scene. And now we have excellent opportunity to present him in Beijing.